Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show broadcast number 194 for Friday, December 19th. I'm Taryn Shields. The ICE Futures Canada Canola Market was mixed to lower amid choppy pre-weekend and pre-holiday trading on Friday. The January contract was up slightly as traders covered positions ahead of its expiry. The market stayed within a narrow trading range for the most part due to a lack of big drivers. Canola was anywhere from $3 lower to 10 cents higher. March was down 40 cents at $437.20 per ton. Canola seems to have hit the top end of its range, which sparked some chart-based selling. Spillover pressure from the weakness in Chicago soybean futures and other outside oilseed markets were also bearish. However, end-user demand remained steady for Canadian canola, which was supportive, as was the downswing in the value of the Canadian dollar. Further support came from a general lack of farmer selling as they wait for the new tax year. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., grain and oilseed values were mostly lower on Friday. Soybean futures were anywhere from 4 to 10 cents softer, the March contract down 5 cents at $10.38 per bushel. Profit-taking on recent advances and ahead of the weekend undermined the market, as did spillover pressure from the weakness in wheat. Some of the price softness was also linked to forecasts calling for beneficial weather in South American soybean-growing regions. However, continued strong export demand for the U.S. commodity tempered the downside. Corn futures were little changed after trading lower for most of the day. The market was said to be consolidating ahead of the holidays and the weekend. Prices were anywhere from 1.25 cents lower to 1 cent higher. The March contract went up 0.25 cents at $4.11 a bushel. Downward pressure came from the weakness seen in soybeans and wheat. Expectations that the USDA will increase their global corn production estimate in their next monthly report further undermine values. On the other side, news of two new export sales of U.S. corn headed to Japan and Mexico was supportive. Wheat values were down sharply, undermined by profit-taking on recent sharp gains. Values were anywhere from 19 to 23 cents lower. March down 22.25 cents at $6.33 per bushel. A pickup in farmer selling in both the U.S. and Australia were also bearish, as they were taking advantage of the recent rally in values. The large global supply situation weighed on values as well, though news that Russia is only allowing wheat exports to four countries remained supportive overall. That's a look at the ICE Futures, Canada, and Chicago markets for Friday, December 19th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Taryn Shields.